Will he or won't he? British MP Roger Galloway is banned from entering this country because of dealings he's had with a group on Canada's terror list. But as CTV's Chris Eby reports, a federal judge must ultimately decide if the controversial British politician will be allowed into this country.
While the sounds of George Galloway's native Scotland provided the backdrop for a small demonstration outside Toronto's federal court. Inside, lawyers for the outspoken British MP urged a judge to overturn the government's decision to deny Galloway entry into Canada.
This looks like, and a judge will have to decide, that the government has decided they don't like Mr. Galloway's politics, so he can't come into Canada.
Galloway is a critic of the war in Afghanistan, but the official reason he is unwelcome here is because of his support of Hamas, a political organization that is an enemy of Israel and is banned here at home.
Lawyers for the federal government argue that Galloway is not admissible to Canada because he was a member of a terrorist organization. That charge, apparently based on the fact that Galloway delivered humanitarian aid to war-torn Gaza back in January, and that he gave $45,000 to the Hamas government.
I am a member of parliament. I wouldn't want to be banned from another country just because I delivered some aid to a war-torn country, some diapers and clothing to kids.
New Democrat MP Olivia Chow also suggested that taxpayers' money is being wasted in legal challenges in off-hours court sittings. But at least one Canadian Jewish group is praising Ottawa's stand, saying Galloway's support of Hamas and brother organization Hezbollah nullifies the free speech argument.
And both those organizations have stated that their goals are to kill Jews and to bomb Jewish institutions worldwide.
Galloway is traveling through Vermont to the Quebec border and will await federal judge Luc Martineau's decision expected by early tomorrow afternoon. If he is not allowed to cross the Canadian border, Galloway will deliver his planned Canadian speeches by teleconference from U.S. soil.
Galloway is scheduled to make four anti-war speeches. The first is set for 7 p.m. tomorrow evening here in the city at a downtown church. If the judge makes his decision by 2 p.m., Galloway's speech is a go. If not, the speech will be heard via telecast. Reporting live, I'm Chris Eby. Tom, back to you.